My sister and her three kids and husband are in town from Richmond, Virginia. My mother and father are coming in on Thursday, so all of the Pitts slash Albus family will be here.
Big fan. Well, you're here to celebrate your parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Big party Friday night. So excited.
Yes, which Leslie will be at. So anyway, yesterday we went to Disney Springs.
Uh-huh.
And my nephew's obsessed with Legos. So my sister and her husband took my nephew to the Lego store. Meanwhile, myself, my oldest niece, Maddie, mm-hmm. and her sister, the youngest, Charlotte, we went to the Goofy candy store because they love the candy apples. You know those apples that have the caramel with the stick?
Oh, yeah. Do they still make those? I used to love the red ones. Do they have the red hard candy? They were terrible for your teeth. But I like the caramel ones.
They have all kinds of different kinds now, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I took the girls to the Goofy candy store because they wanted, candy apples.
Apples.
I'm like,
love candy apples.
So I took them over and we walk in and they see the candy apples. And then Charlotte, the youngest, is like, she sees where you can like mix your own candy. She's like, oh, you know what? I don't want the candy apple. I'm going to do that instead.
Okay.
If you do that, you can't get the candy apple. Okay, yeah. No problem. Now, I don't have kids. This is the closest I have to being a parent.
Okay.
Me trying to be the best parental figure
Funkle
I can be.
Funkle is possible.
Funkle.
Right, you're
right,
the fun uncle. Right. Okay, so now she doesn't want the candy. So she's going to go make her own candy.
She made her own candy.
And you've explained, if you do that, then the candy apple's off the table.
Exactly.
Okay, she agrees.
So I get the candy apple for
Charlotte's
me.
Charlotte's my favorite, by the way.
She is. I get the candy apple for me. I get the candy apple for Maddie.
I thought you were noom dining. You got a candy apple?
Well, I'm on vacation. And then Charlotte got the bag of candy. Okay, we leave the store. Charlotte's eating her bag of candy. She sees me and Maddie eating the candy apple. She looks over. She's like, I want a candy apple now. Well, I'm like, well, we agreed that it's either the bag of candy or the candy apple. No, I want the candy apple
Please
now.
Please tell me she fell to the ground and started pounding her fist on the ground and you had to pick her up and drag her away and then people looked at you like you're the worst parent ever.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened, Leslie.
Ecker Drugs, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
What happened? How did it go down?
My daughter was probably about 2 years old and wanted a teddy bear and... You know, and she was throwing this biggest fit, screaming at the top of her lungs, laying on the floor. This floor is dirty, throwing her arms up and around and all that stuff. And I picked her up and busted her butt. And the lady cashier would not serve or, check me out.
She wouldn't check you out.
She wouldn't check me out. She said that was wrong for me to discipline my child. She had a diaper on. I just busted her butt on the diaper.
Oh, did your daughter grow up to be okay?
My daughter grew up to be a producer for NBC News in Dallas-Fort Worth. How about that?
There you go. That's right. So obviously, whatever you did it right.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
My mother came after me with a belt. I don't know. What happened to those days?
The moral of the story is if you spank your kid on the butt, they'll grow up to be either in radio or producer for NBC in Dallas.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, don't go. But if you have to, bring Chad and Leslie into the office. Alexa, play Magic 107.7 on iHeartRadio.